So I didn't get as much stuff done this weekend as I wanted to, as this problem came up. And I thought I'd share the experience with you in case you want to slow down for this accident. So my wife says to me, HBO Max has this documentary or special or something that I want to watch. Are we going to renew that soon? I haven't renewed it in like a couple of months. And I'm like, well, you know, there is this show that that they have that I need to cover for the program. So I should probably do that anyway. So I'll do that right now. And I got this thing from Verizon for their new feature called Plus Play. The idea was that you could subscribe through that to all of the different subscription stuff that you are subscribed to all in one place. We already had the Disney Plus package through them for free with that. So I got Disney, Hulu, and ESPN if I were to ever actually want to watch golf or something. So I said, maybe that's not a bad idea. Maybe I should just do it through that. So I go into there. And first off, what happens is I go to the page, and then the page refreshes before it finishes loading. Over and over and over and over again until finally I just tap on the stop button until I get it to stop during a load and then send it somewhere else myself. So that's the first thing I'm going up to. I'm like, huh, all right. Then I'm trying to find out where this Plus Play thing is. I'm having the damnedest time. I can't locate it anywhere. Finally, I find a link in the announcement and follow that. And once I've done that, then I can all of a sudden start to see it. I don't know if I had to like be logged in and click on that at the time or something, but now I could see this. And now I can find HBO Max and I can see it and I can subscribe to it. And if I put all my subscriptions in one place, managing them will be easy going forward. I'll be able to get a lot more out of it if I want to like shut off one and turn another one on for a month or so. I think this is a great idea. And I don't want to monkey around with the Amazon thing. Their channel setup is, I don't like it the way that you have to access it all through Amazon Prime. This way where I could do it through their native systems is a lot cleaner than, you know, digging through Amazon Prime. It's like being an archaeologist. So I go in there, I set everything up, give it my payment information, and congratulations, now activate it. Okay. So I hit the activate button and it takes me to the HBO Max page and it says, select your provider. So, okay, I click Verizon. And from there, it takes me to the screen. It's got the little Verizon red check mark next to the word Fios. I'm like, okay, enter your subscription information, you know, username, password. So I enter that in there. It doesn't work. Huh. Enter it again. Doesn't work. Well, damn, I know what that's what my username and password are. Do it again. Doesn't work. So okay, fine. I'll change it. So I change the password. Go in there. Still doesn't work. So I go through the help, stuff there. I'm like, it says you could, you know, set up your, two accounts, one system or something like that. Two accounts, one login. Unites your Fios and your Verizon accounts together. Like, okay, I try it through the website and it tells me I can't. So I go on the mobile one, try to combine it. It says I can't. I'm like, what's going on here? I go back, I go to the HBO Max page, choose your provider. All right, maybe it's not Verizon, maybe it's Plus Play. No, maybe it's just Play. Maybe it's plus spelled out rather than a plus sign. No, I don't see it on there. And it won't activate. Huh. Now, understand, as I'm sitting here looking at this, in less than 2 months, I turned 50 years old. And I noticed that some things that I had that used to work aren't working since I changed the Wi-Fi. I did accidentally screw up my Z-Wave thing, and I'm not sure how to reset that. But I've had so many other problems I haven't dealt with it. So I got all these like smart plugs and stuff all over the house, and only like two or three of them work. You know, I could get it set up, but it's taking time, and I, you know, will throw myself at this stuff for like an hour and not get anything to work. And so as I'm sitting here with this plus play thing not working, I'm like, have I turned into one of those old people that just can't handle technology anymore? I'm very frightened. Because I understand, I went into electrical engineering, okay? It's not as if I'm a technophobe or anything. I really like technology and getting the most out of it. And so I'm wondering, what's going on here that I'm just having trouble with? I can't even get this stupid thing to work. And I kept thinking of those, like, for instance, that meme of Scarlet Witch in Endgame, where she says, "You took everything from me." And then the response of Thanos with boomers next to it just saying, "How do I open this PDF?" You know, I don't want to be that Thanos guy who doesn't know how to open a PDF anymore. And I'm like, why am I just so dense? I can't make this work. Finally, I go into Verizon's customer service. And first they send you through this auto menu thing. And the auto menu thing is completely unhelpful. I mean, just nothing remotely like what I need. It's like, maybe I could solve your common problems. No, obviously you can't. You can't even grok what my problems are, you stupid AI. And so finally it says, okay, I'll give you an actual person if you really want. Yeah, give me an actual person. So I start laying out the thing to them, and they keep giving me all the stuff that I had tried the first time, in the first, you know, minute or two. Like, well, I'll do this. Well, I'll do this. Well, none of that stuff worked. And he's like, okay, well, so we spend about half hour, him and I. I'm going to assume it's a he. The name is Angel, which can also be a female name, but I know it's quite a common Latino name. And so I assumed it was a man because most of the angels that I knew were men. So anyway, Angel is telling me, you got to do these things that I already did. And he's linking me to everything I already did. And every time he thinks, I see the problem, you have to do this. And no, I already tried that. And as we're going on, I'm like, okay, maybe it's not me. That's the problem. This person is having an issue. Finally, the person whose job it is to troubleshoot these things comes back to me and says, okay, here's what I need you to do. I need you to contact HBO Max's tech support. Here's the link. I'll stay on with you. You talk to them about the problem from their end and communicate with me anything they want me to share from Verizon. So I've now got two tech supports from two different companies that are working on this problem of mine. And so I talked to the HBO Max person, and I get the same damn crap from them. They are doing all of this very basic stuff. It's the equivalent of, have you made sure that it's plugged in? All right, like, I know why they always have to start there, because you have to start with the most basic stuff for users, because that's usually a problem, okay? Which is really frustrating. We're way beyond that, okay? I'm having trouble figuring out how to drop the One Ring into Mount Doom, and you keep telling me how to find Strider in the Prancing Pony. We've done that. We are long past that. Skip all of the stuff in between and get to the end about where I can actually log in. So I go through them for another half an hour trying to resolve this. So this is 1 hour between these two tech support people, and that's over and above the time that I spent trying to solve all of this. And finally, the HBO Max person says, I'm going to have to escalate this to email from a technician. So I'm afraid that this is as far as I can go. So you need somebody who's an expert. So, oh, okay. So we can't resolve this tonight then. No, sorry. You got to wait for the technician to respond. So, all right. Say goodbye to them. I say goodbye to the person on Verizon. That calls it a night. Now, personally, I can't imagine email troubleshooting could possibly be effective. I wound up in that position once, a couple months back, with Marvel Snap. I really liked the game, but I was having this problem here. If you don't know how it is, there's this token shop where every 8 hours, the card in the token shop changes. And if it's the card that you want to get, you can pin it, and it'll hold on to that card until you have enough tokens to buy it. And so anyway, I get Luke Cage in there in my token shop. I don't want Luke Cage. I want something else. So I wait 8 hours, and it gives me Sauron. And I'm like, well, that's all right, but it's not really what I want. So I wait 8 hours, and then it gives me Luke Cage. Okay. So I wait 8 hours again, and it gives me Luke Cage. So I wait 8 more hours, and it gives me Luke Cage. Keep in mind that every time that Luke Cage popped up again, I checked to see if he was pinned. He wasn't. I even pinned him and unpinned him to make sure it wasn't like an invisible toggle or something, and it still was happening. So I go to try to get this sorted out, and I can't get a hold of anybody. I finally go to the Marvel Snap website and submit, because I tried doing the again, follow the instructions. If you have a problem, go here. Well, they change how you report these, but they don't update their manuals and stuff to reflect that. And so you're following outdated procedures. I hate when that happens. It's hard enough going through some of these help lists without them being wrong. So I send into Marvel Snap, hey, look, I keep getting Luke Cage up there. I do not have him pinned, and yet he still keeps showing up. Can you make it so that that stops? I get a message back, say, with instructions on how to unpin him. I say, by this time, fortunately, it was something else. It took them so long to get back to me that fortunately the next time around it wasn't Luke Cage. They didn't fix it. It just finally fixed itself. So I said, that's not what the problem is. Just so you're aware, it was happening even though it wasn't pinned. I send that reply back. I get another email explaining to me how to unpin it. I said, let me be clear. I did not pin this card. The system kept giving me the same card anyway. The response I get is yet another person instructing me on how to unpin a card. Nobody is reading what I am writing. So this is why I'm so worried about having to handle this through email. Because I just know that unlike in a chat where the person is focused pretty much just on what you're saying in this conversation right now, a person trying to do this via email is answering your email and then doing something else. They're not going to sit around and wait for your reply. So they don't remember that we already had this conversation. That you're telling me how to find Strider in the fucking Prancing Pony. And I know that I'm going to have the same problem trying to sort this out. So I get up the next day, and what do I find? I find the email from the technician. And the answers that I get are all bullshit. First, it's, try refreshing the page. Yeah, that never crossed my mind. I did a control F5 on it, and shocker, it didn't change anything. Try clearing your cache. Oh, come on. Fine. What next? Reboot your computer. Oh, fuck you. Like, that's going to make a difference. Fine. Reboot my computer. It didn't work. I go down the entire list of things just to say that I've said them. Then I get to the last thing and says, if this doesn't work, contact the company through which you purchased your subscription. In other words, Verizon sent me to HBO Max, and HBO Max has now sent me back to Verizon. Well, that's it. I decided I'm just going to have to burn the old account to the ground. I go into the old account. It's you can't access it, you know, play anything, but you can see all of your settings and saved stuff. You just can't watch anything. So I went in and took a picture of all that stuff so I could go in and import all of it, set my settings, and and whatnot. It means that every other member of the family is going to have to do that. Plus, we're going to have to change on every single device the login information, because obviously it can't be the same. That stuff is already being used. So, fine. Better to burn it to the ground than to play ping pong between Verizon and HBO Max. So I knew that this was going to end badly, and it did. So there you have it. It's not me saying that Plus Play doesn't work, because honestly, it could very well be that HBO Max is set up wrong. We'll see, because I'm going to probably, as stupid as it might sound, try putting Netflix in there next to run it the same kind of way. The whole point is to put them all in the one place. The only one that wouldn't be in there is Paramount Plus, and that's only because it's bundled with free grocery delivery. You know, that's what Discovery is worth to me. Star Trek Discovery is worth watching, provided I get free grocery delivery if I watch it. So anyway, that's what tied me up a great deal on Saturday, was trying to sort this little tiny problem out that shows that a lot of the time, the technology that's supposed to make our lives easier just makes our lives so much more difficult because nobody knows how it works.